Good morning, Baruch Lurie. How are you?
Good morning,
not because he's a beast. The guy's so irritatingly thin. It's actually quite annoying.
So thin he looks like a member of the British royal family.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Good morning, Baruch Lurie. How are you?
I'm blushing. I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you very much. Yeah. How is it? I mean, do you think that it's actually a problem marketing-wise that somebody that's involved in food is so thin?
They say don't ever trust a thin chef.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I've heard that.
So I think it's got to do with genes and metabolism.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I went through a crazy running phase in my life over the last 2 years. I've slowed down a lot, thank God.
Yeah, me too.
And I never
I'm tapering. I'm tapering this week.
Yeah, that song's a good tapering song.
So rude.
What I will say is that the more you exercise, the more you actually end up eating. So it's a catch 22. When I used to go for a 20-kilometer run, I'd come back and eat like a massive breakfast, and I wouldn't stop snacking the whole day. I think the trick is to snack healthy, so that you don't put on weight.
To get over that, you should run later in the day. Then you don't come back and have breakfast.
Yes, but then you might go into the pantry for chocolate.
Just trying to work through that logic. Got it. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so that said, so are you going to do this Jeppy Mulkeela run on Sunday? Don't think you're going to beat me because I think I stand a good chance of winning the 8 kilometer.
But someone forwarded me a video of Howard Feldman running.
They forwarded you the video.
The streets of Glen Hazel.
Well, that's a little unnecessary.
It was a promotion for Mulkeela, and I thought this might be a challenge for myself. And if Howard thinks
was
he's going to win it,
was inspiring
because I'm sitting at 5-6 kilometers. I haven't gone over that
for
in
five,
6 months.
I just want to know, sit for 5-6 kilometers.
In this video of Howard, could you hear the sounds of Chariots of Fire playing in the background? Because whenever he runs past me, I don't know how, but the theme song just always just appears.
When the dog started barking, he definitely picked up his pace, that's for sure. So I've decided now, as of 3 minutes ago, that I am going to run. There's no ways I'm going to beat Howard, but I'm going to be there on Sunday morning.
Baruch, I challenge you.
To what?
To beat Howard. Let's have one of those really big breakfasts afterwards on the winner.
All right. Let's move on to more important things. What is going on at Nussbaum's this week? Okay. Is your awning up?
So the awning will be up on Friday. They did the test yesterday.
If I had a dollar for every time we heard that, eh?
You know what they're going to do? As soon as it's up, they'll start singing, "Awning has broken."
Listen, they're Italians, they're perfectionists, they're doing it their way, whatever, as long as it's
fine.
We've seen that it works very nicely at our neighbours next door, so we'll just wait patiently. So last week we had a very cool special on mincemeat, which was 25 Rand below market-related prices. Wow. It went for Thursday and Friday. We sold over half a ton of mince.
A ton?
Yeah, over 500 kilos of mince.
I didn't see that on my credit card.
It was spread around the Jewish community. So this week we are doing a chicken braai pack. Ooh. At 79 Rand a kilo. Market related prices are 99 Rand per kilo. So it's another 20 Rand per kilo saving. And we are doing it for Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. So we're adding in a day because this is a household necessity. And we wanted to include as many of our customers as possible.
Hmm. So, just explain to me, brining chicken is hard.
Yes.
It's not like throwing a boerewors on the fire.
That's the hardest, but we'll talk later on that, yes.
Okay, but chicken takes forever.
Yes.
So how must we brine the chicken? Okay. Must we par cook it first? Must we stick it in the microwave? Just explain this chicken brine.
So first of all, a chicken braai pack is only called a chicken braai pack because it's cut into portions. So a chicken braai pack doesn't mean that you have to braai the chicken. It just means that the chicken's cut up into 10 pieces. So that's the first thing, because in case we confuse anyone over here.
Because cutting up our own food is so difficult.
That is a very difficult story to cut up a chicken, yes, absolutely.
Right, well, how do you think Fresh Fellas makes a living? We don't cut up our own food in Glen Hazel. No, don't be ridiculous.
It's like the Americans who only eat it with a fork.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so how do you braai a chicken? The easiest way, which is not the best way, but the easiest way is either to buy it braaied from us.
Yes, that's a very Jewish way of braaiing.
Right, number two is to buy it from us par cooked and marinated. So the time on the braai at home is 15 to 20 minutes compared to an hour.
Oh.
The next option would be to buy a raw braai pack, and then yes, you could microwave it. I know some people are dead against microwaves, but you could microwave it, you could boil it, and you could put it in your oven for half an hour as well.
And then how long on the braai?
Then once it's par cooked, you're looking at 20 minutes on the braai. That's it. However, the proper way of braaiing a chicken, like the Italians and the Portuguese and the South Africans would do it, is to do it raw and to do it on a medium temperature and to keep turning the chicken every 2 minutes. And then
it's exhausting.
It's completely exhausting. Oh. And if you're going to cook a chicken on a braai, you must not cook anything else on the braai. You will only be cooking the chicken on the braai.
Every two minutes you're turning it, and it's probably for what, an hour?
For an hour. So yeah, the cooking
time
is an hour.
Like proper punishment.
From raw to cooked. So but that chicken will taste 10 or 15% nicer than your par cooked chicken.
Yes, but you've wasted 10 to 15% of your life.
Yes, you have.
That you will never get back.
But have you ever tried where you stick a beer can up the chicken's backside and stick it on the weaver?
I've heard. I see pictures and I'll just move on. Makes me
feel
uncomfortable.
Yes, we've done that. It's very cool. There's a very nice taste. It's a very traditional.
Is that like the melted metal in the chicken?
Aluminium.
Then you stick the chicken upright on the weaver with a can of beer up its backside.
Right.
And
a full can with a beer in it.
And you close the weaver, and the beer kind of bubbles and boils and almost steams
the chicken from
the inside.
That sounds amazing.
Actually, delicious.
Yes, it's very cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, but for people that don't really want to give up their entire life for the making of a chicken, the best thing to do, if you actually want to be involved, I don't want to buy, you can either buy a braai pack that's already cooked and then you just put it on the braai and give it that extra thing, or you could par cook it and then put it on the braai.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. There you have it.
There we have it, indeed. Well, that's Baruch Lurie from Nussbaum's letting us know what is happening at their neck of the woods.